Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The Humane Society of the U.S. decides to go directly after the beef cattle industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Coming up August 24th and 25th, it's the big event at Express Ranches. It all starts Friday the 24th at noon with a video sale of 140 registered Angus fall calving cows and 3-in-1 packages followed by the Superior Express. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., the big event sale live at Express Ranches selling 500 registered Angus cows, bred heifers, show heifers, prospects, and donor females. Most sales are on RFD-TV. Call Express Ranches today, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
In recent years, there's been tremendous animosity between the Organization of Competitive Markets and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, primarily over the NCBA's involvement since really the beginning with the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff as the principal contractor of the Beef Checkoff. OCM says that there's been money mishandled, that there's been money used for the policy aims of NCBA, and they have demanded changes. Well, it all came to a head a couple of years ago, it looked like, when there were some changes made in some accounting practices, and there's a lot more of a firewall than ever before between the beef checkoff and the policy side of NCBA. But OCM has never been satisfied with any of those changes. Their longtime head, Fred Stokes, lives in Mississippi, announcing at the start of the OCM meeting going on this week in Kansas City that they have a new partner, the Humane Society of the United States.
I personally, OCM more specifically, and generally every cowboy out there, owes a deep debt of gratitude to the Humane Society of the United States. This is historic.
That debt of gratitude is because the HSUS has provided tremendous legal assistance in preparing a lawsuit that the OCM indicates will be filed today.
There will be a suit filed against the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Agricultural Marketing Service, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the Operating Committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board for the purpose of getting an injunction against the use of beef checkoff funds flowing to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who we deem to have misused these funds. There's been a performance review. There is AMS had an OIG audit that deemed them incompetent, so to speak. That may be not the precise word, but having failed in their duty to provide supervision to these programs.
As for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, their president has issued a statement expressing his disgust with this partnership between the Organization for Competitive Markets along with the HSUS. He says that HSUS, an organization going state by state vowing to end production agriculture by outlawing scientifically validated production practices in animal agriculture, their efforts put people out of business and often jeopardize the well-being of livestock. Alexander says it's paramount for cattlemen and cattle women to know that OCM is working with an extremist animal rights group taking their money and their legal advice to disable a program dedicated to building demand for beef. I think it's safe to say that the statement issued by NCBA on this Friday morning attributed to their president, J.D. Alexander, is that they're willing to take the gloves off, if need be, to deal with OCM and HSUS in this battle. Alexander concludes the news release, "Their actions will impact consumers by increasing protein costs at the grocery store. They are no friend to family farmers and ranchers or consumers and will be challenged at every corner by NCBA. Animal agriculture is vital to sustaining food production, and we will not sit by and allow these organizations to stifle our ability to mitigate hunger and feed people here and abroad." Fred Stokes, by the way, of the OCM, the founder of the Organization of Competitive Markets, at their annual meeting today in Kansas City, will be having on their program Wayne Pacelli, the president of the HSUS, and he promises more details once the lawsuit is actually filed in court in Kansas City. We'll let you know how that turns out. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.